Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about micro-influencers and how some companies are enlisting their employees in a new form of advertising and branding campaigns. I recently read a piece on The Atlantic titled, "Employers Are Looking for Influencers Within Their Ranks," that describes the relatively recent phenomenon of employers enlisting quote-unquote real employees for what are mostly low-tech with minimum production values, but hopefully authentic advertising and branding campaigns. It kind of reminded me of the seemingly ubiquitous trend on television lately where car companies and other companies try to use real people and not actors in their advertisements. The piece in The Atlantic breaks down how Macy's has recruited dozens of real and often frontline retail workers in what they call the Macy's Style Crew campaign, where these workers share updates, pictures, and videos showcasing Macy's fashions, as well as sharing some of their own lives as well. If you check out Instagram and just search for the hashtag Macy's Style Crew, you can see tons of examples of Macy's employees posting pictures as part of this campaign. Most of the pics achieve what Macy's is after in the campaign, I think. Kind of a grassroots, believable, authentic, and maybe most importantly, an inexpensive approach to branding and advertising for Macy's and their business. In a world where consumers tend to trust brand messages less and less, and official Instagram and other social media influencers are charging higher and higher fees for sponsored posts, Macy's is trying a different approach. One that calls to action participants that has more control and influence over, basically the company's own employees. The upside for Macy's? Well, hundreds, maybe even thousands of quasi-independent voices sharing content and information about the brand's products in a casual, kind of a real way, and the opportunity to build stronger bonds between the company, their customers, and really the employees as well. What's the upside for the Macy's employees that are participating in the Style Crew? It's a little less clear, to be honest. The piece in The Atlantic does mention some kind of compensation for these participants. It's not really apparent how much or in what form this compensation is delivered. They also stand a chance, I guess, with interested and enthusiastic participation to get noticed by the higher-ups at Macy's. I guess there's some value to that. And last, if nothing else, I guess they get to have a little fun at quote-unquote work, posting selfies of your daily outfit before you head to the office or store. I mean, it seems like a thankless job, but injecting a little fun and brand ambassadorship into the equation maybe makes it less kind of dumb to be posting selfies of what you're wearing every day. In the modern gig economy, I guess we always have to be hustling. For some Macy's employees, that includes while taking selfies at the start of the workday too. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.